Do not babble like the pagans. So when I was praying this morning in my holy hour and thinking about what does a pagan do? Well, the pagan thinks of a god or numerous or many gods or thousands of gods, and they're really far off. And so you have to make a bunch of noise. You got to do a lot of crazy things. Maybe you got to put on these weird outfits, you know, and dance around a fire, or dance around a pole, and make a lot of really loud noise and make a lot of weird noises so that these gods will maybe hear what you have to say and maybe understand your needs in your life. What it really came down to is gratitude. We're so lucky that we have a God. The God of the universe, the God that created everything, the God that created our very own soul at the moment of conception, that he is so near to us. We don't need to do that crazy stuff. God just wants us to be present to him because he's so present to us. He's present when in our baptism, in our souls. He's present in the tabernacle right behind us. He's going to be even more present when he shows up on the altar in a few minutes. But in a very particular way, he's going to be so close to us when we receive him in the Eucharist. And so today, just thank God that we're not pagans, that we're Catholics, that we believe that Jesus is so close to us, and that he loves us, and that in turn, we need to love him more.